As Christians in a Christian country, we have a right to be, at minimum, agnostic about the leadership being all Jewishly occupied.
We literally should be at war with fucking Israel 100 times over, and instead we're just sending them money, and it's fucking craziness.
Look at the state of Israel, look at the state of Tel Aviv, and look at the state of Philadelphia. You tell me where this money's going. You tell me who's benefiting from this.
I am prepared to die in the battle fighting this monstrosity that would wish to enslave me and my family and steal away any rights to my property and to take away my God. Go fuck yourself. Will I submit to that?
And if you've got a foreign state, you've got dual citizens in your government, who do you think they're supporting?
God, right now, would you protect the nation of Israel and protect those of us, not just our church, but every church in the world and in this nation that's willing to put their neck on the line and say, we stand with them.
You can look at Trump's cabinet. You can look at Biden's cabinet. It's full of Jews.
Friend in school. I have nothing against blacks. She has nothing against me. She understands where I'm coming from.
Excuse me, I'm a Jew, and I just like to say that, you know, in our Bible it says that you're like animals.
The Jews crucified our God.
That film exclusively at StuPeters.com, OccupiedFilm.com, exclusively airing on the Stu Peters Network. We've already been told that some of the scenes in this film would violate policies on X. We've already been warned that there may be policy and user agreement violations if we post this on Rumble. We knew that this was going to happen. There were no billionaires that were funding this film. As many people as want to speak out and say, oh yeah, I've got a big platform or I've got a lot of money, nobody wanted to come around and help to fund this film, Occupied. And of course, we can't monetize a film like that. We can't have sponsors attached to a film like that because everybody is so cucked to this 1948 founded foreign secular nation state of Israel, and it's the one thing that you cannot talk about, you cannot question, or God forbid, criticize. This isn't just about our political apparatus. This isn't just about the military. This isn't just about our schools. This isn't just about transgenderism. This is about all of it. We have a parasitic infestation and an occupation that runs society-wide, that has gripped the entire West, that has looked to subvert Christendom. The ultimate goal is to enslave you. I don't know why you don't believe them when they tell you that you will live in a pod, you will eat bugs, you will own nothing, and you will be happy. World War III is baked in right now at this point. Israel 2.0, yep, Ukraine. What happened in the escalation in this proxy war being fought via NATO and Russia? 6 rockets fired by Ukraine into Russia. Kremlin is saying that they intercepted 5 of them. It's baked in. It was baked in. I knew it was baked in when they said that the Iranians concocted a plot to assassinate President Trump. Oh, did they concoct that plot in the same way that Lee Harvey Oswald did to kill JFK? Yeah, because that was BS. Or wait, or did the Iranians concoct that plot just like Osama bin Laden concocted the plot on 9/11? And so we spent 20 years in Afghanistan fighting these people. And Israeli fingerprints are all over it. If you want access to that film, Occupied, get on over to StuPeters.com. You see that red button at the top, Stu Crew? $9 a month or $90 for the entire year. We need you. You have helped us by praying for us. You have helped us by sharing our content. We now need financial resources. StuPeters.com. Click on the Stu Crew button or below the Rumble broadcasts, any of our Rumble broadcasts across the entire network. So the shine and the delusion, it's all starting to wear off. And now the American public, just a couple of weeks out from that 2024 presidential election, people are looking around and they're realizing, hey, no matter who's been elected or installed as president, We're still going to live under an omnipresent Kabbalistic regime hell-bent on triggering World War III and ushering in the societal collapse that they need in order to seize full control. Or they'll just kill everyone off in the process. And right now, it doesn't really matter either way who won this election, because we still have 2 months of the Biden regime in the White House, allegedly, with total control of the U.S. military. Biden's cabinet, these are some of the worst, most twisted, war-happy people on earth. They have been funneling arms and cash and personnel to Israel. They've been egging on a full-scale war with Iran. And of course, they've spent years trying to insert themselves into the middle of the Russo-Ukrainian war and drag America and the world into catastrophe. And in recent days, of course, we have seen this entire World War III effort be revamped. And we may very well be getting the war that these demons have been clamoring for. Just a couple of days ago, the Biden White House authorized Ukraine to launch American-made and American-supplied long-range missiles into Russia, something that will inevitably lead to massive civilian deaths. And according to Vladimir Putin, if this happens, if these American missiles are used, then Russia will view it as an American act of war and will respond accordingly. But of course, it's not just the United States that's pushing for total war in Eastern Europe. It's also America's bosses in Israel, the people behind just about every foreign policy plague faced by the world today. So in the Israeli Knesset, there's a new bill. It's come up for debate now, and it's expected to have a very good chance of passing. And under this bill, all of the weapons that Israeli forces seize from Hamas and seize from Hezbollah will be sent to Ukraine to be used against the Russians. This isn't something that we just make up. And we have been told by Zelensky himself, the Jew who's the president of Ukraine, that he wishes to make Ukraine a larger scale Israel, Israel 2.0. So much like their dogs in America, the Israelis are looking to kill Russians. But why? Well, let's not forget that Ukraine's former government was overthrown by a bunch of Jews. It was overthrown by George Soros and by Victoria Nuland and by Antony Blinken, the very same people who came back into power with Joe Biden and instigated this latest chapter in the Russo-Ukrainian war. As I mentioned, even Volodymyr Zelensky is Jewish. And right now, after 2 years of full-scale combat with hundreds of thousands of people dead, just before Biden is supposed to leave office, we're seeing a massive ramping up of U.S. involvement and the involvement of America's Jewish war machine masters. And Israel has a lot to gain, by the way, from getting involved here. They have a lot to gain by provoking Russia. It's important that we remember here, Russia is aligned with Iran. In fact, just recently, Putin announced that if Israel and the United States start a war with Iran, that they'll have to fight Russia as well. So, of course, there's about a 99% chance, no matter who the president is, that we're about to go to war with Iran at the behest of Israel. If Israel can get a bunch of Russians killed by the Ukrainians, then they'll assumably be able to weaken a potential Russian response to war with Iran, because Russia will keep on losing men in Ukraine. They may have to fight an elongated defensive war on their home turf, where the U.S. is about to kick war up to the next level. So if all of these things factor in together, and these two budding conflicts, one in Ukraine and one in Iran, could serve as the massive scale war that's needed for Israel to seize control of the entire landmass and establish their empire of Greater Israel and to retake their true ancestral Khazarian homeland in Eastern Europe, that's why all of this is happening right now. In real time. Because we have shined a big bright light onto the cockroachian infestation, and now they are scattering. But of course, the people who speak out against it, the people who draw attention to all of this, they get attacked. They get demonetized. They get massively censored. Just the other day, the official account, the account Official 1984 on X, a viral account, had its X subscriptions turned off by saboteurs working from inside of the X system. I've been following this official 1984 X handle for quite some time, but these saboteurs are X employees, and they're going around shutting off people's subscriptions if they question Jews. And now Max Egan, who appears in our upcoming film Occupied, has once again been completely kicked off of X. This has happened to him repeatedly. So we're being told that X is some kind of a free speech platform and that it's the place to go to get the truth. But in reality, it's a censorship factory where those who ask and those who try to answer the Jewish question are silenced. They're shut down and they're kicked off the platform. When Elon Musk first took over X and he first started making changes, he really did allow some of this speech to go on. But shortly thereafter, very shortly, he put on the tiny hat and he followed Ben Shapiro and the ADL to Auschwitz, and he did the humiliation ritual, and X was never the same since. If you go online at this point, point the finger at Jews who are marching us down the road to World War III, you run the risk of being censored or being silenced completely. Or being doxxed and having your life attacked several times a day by psychotic Jewish harassment agents like what's happened to our friend Lucas Gage. So yeah, the truth is a dangerous thing, especially right now. And once again, X has reminded us it's not on the side of truth. For more on this discussion, we're now joined by Max Egan again, because here he can't be censored on the Stu Peters Network. And thank you so much for being here to be a part of this upcoming film, Occupied. This is a game-changing film. I consider myself, Max, to be a strong man spiritually and physically, to be a strong man in virtually every way. But this film really tears me apart. And I watched the final edit of the screener last evening at my home with Sean Hibbler, who's an absolutely amazing director. And I'm telling you, I have to argue with Jesus about my hate for people after I watch this film and get a full scope of the breadth of this occupation. So I wanted to thank you for being here and thank you for that. You're kicked off of X once again.
Yeah, it seems to be a regular thing for me. This is the fourth time I've been kicked off X. I don't even know whether I'll bother making another account. I mean, it seems that you can post some stuff and you can repost, but if you reply with like grade school level insults, then they kick you off for hate speech. Actually, there was a post there that said a picture of the ADF, and it said, what do you think, you know, what would you like to see the ADF do? And everyone's posting win and all this sort of stuff and blow Hamas away. And I just said, go play in the traffic. And that was it. I was kicked off X for saying, go play in the traffic. So, this can't be seriously seen as a serious threat and wishing harm to someone. But, hey, they kicked me off anyway. But it seems to be a regular occurrence. And, thanks for having me on. And thanks for including me in the film. I've been promoting it and telling people that they need to watch it. So I'm going to be interested to see what you've done with it.
It's really an amazing work. And it doesn't just drill down on one scope. It doesn't just say, okay, well, these people are literally everything that you have ever been told under the empire of lies. It all originates from this one place. And the people that are doing this, that are being protected by the barrier of the label of anti-Semitism, and people shut down and yourself removed from X, and films like Occupied being kept off of X for violence, we're not the ones perpetuating the violence. We're showing the truth to the world. And it is a full grip. Every single aspect of our government apparatus has been completely seized, locked up, and controlled. And it's being done right out in broad daylight.
Yeah, people don't seem to realize the clear and present danger that we are in. Yeah, and everything that's happened, like through this genocide that's going on in Gaza, this fake pogrom that they just staged in Europe, in Holland, which was so contrived. I mean, IDF agents literally went there and spent 2 days trashing the town and beating up people and threatening them. and expecting a comeback. And of course, when they got that, suddenly it turns into a Jew hunt. Everyone's, you know, it's this whole thing to bring anti-Semitism right up into the foreground. So, of course, then they're going to have to bring in new legislation to deal with it. And, you know, if people have been concerned about Biden's cabinet and Biden's warmongering cabinet that he's got, have a look at who Trump is signing up to his cabinet. These are hardline warmongers, all of them full-blown Zionists. In fact, when you look at Trump's cabinet, it's actually more pro-Israel than the Israeli cabinet currently is. That's how drastic things are getting. And he's just going to ramp up this war effort. I warned people that this was what Trump was going to do. I mean, you don't have Miriam Adelson come and give you $100 million campaign donation and not expect some favors to be returned. And when you see who he's been stocking his cabinet with, this is scary stuff. These people all are really pushing for war with Iran. You know, Iran is the terror proxy. Every single person on earth who's ever done a bad thing, it would seem Iran is funding them, according to the mainstream media. Yeah, and we have to go and wipe these people out. And again, it's a war for greater Israel. That's what all of this is about. You know, Israel has always wanted to put the East against the West, have the Christians and the Muslims kill each other and create enough conflict in the area that they can just claim all that land. That's why they're threatening Turkey now. They're threatening Egypt. They're threatening Syria. They're actually bombing Syria. They're bombing, you know, Gaza. They're bombing Lebanon. They're bombing Syria. It's just crazy. And it's all going to be about forming greater Israel and creating this whole new spectrum that they want. Like they've already said as well, they think the United Nations is an anti-Semitic organization. They need a new United Nations with Israel at the top. This is the plan, make Jerusalem the world capital. Yeah, and all the thing Trump's done to capitulate with this, like he moved the embassy to Jerusalem, which emboldened them and empowered them to do this. He gave them Golan Heights, which they renamed to Trump Heights. They've minted a coin with his face on it. I mean, it's pretty obvious what's going on here, and people really need to hold on, because we're in for a pretty dramatic ride, I think.
You think he's part of the plan?
I do. I think he's absolutely part of the plan. I mean, a lot of people are saying, you know, you've got to keep your enemies close, and, you know, he's playing 5D chess and all that sort of stuff. Some of the stuff he's said in his speeches, he wants to completely stamp down on anti-Semitism. He even said in one speech that he believes anti-Semitism should be met with the death penalty. I mean, it's pretty full on. And like you say, all of these problems that we've got all seem to instigate from these same people, these same guys who wear the small hats. Go back to JFK, go back to look at 9/11, look at everything that's happened in the Middle East, look at every war the United States has fought in the last 30, 40 years. Has all been proxy wars for Israel. The United States is being milked and bled dry in order to send soldiers off to die to fight Israel's war for them. You know, and this has been an ongoing plan, and we're seeing the culmination of it right now. I think 2025 is going to be a very revealing year.
Israel is fake. It's really just the physical grounds to house the front lines of the military-industrial complex.
Well, remember when Biden said that if Israel didn't exist, they would probably have to create one anyway, because they need that sort of force there in the Middle East. They want to destabilize the Middle East. They want to control the whole region. You know, so they've got to paint Islam as the enemy, you know, stage all these things. And you see Israel staging these things themselves. I mean, a lot of the Jewish graffiti or the Nazi graffiti and stuff you see around the place, all done by Jewish agents to push this concept of anti-Semitism. You know, the whole world is against Israel, so we need to tighten everything down. And the scary part is that even Trump has said, you won't have to vote again after this election. And Elon Musk said that at a meeting as well. You won't have to vote again after this election. And remember, all of these massive dictatorships that have happened, like Mao Zedong, so many people started off with color revolutions and popular revolutions. These were people's uprising who wanted to escape the tyranny of their current government. And so the government just stayed there. And look what we ended up in those countries. And I wouldn't be surprised if that's the plan with Trump as well. You know, he's got this demigod sort of status. His followers are just blindly following. It's incredible. It's almost like a cult, the cult of Trump. And it's going to be interesting to see where the United States goes. But this could, like you say, I mean, if Russia's going to receive these missiles from Ukraine and say, well, these are American-made missiles, this gives every opportunity and every excuse for Russia to actually attack American cities. You might see a war on American soil for the first time since the revolution, you know?
They have baked this in, and they have done everything in the world to try to provoke war with Russia. And that's in part, large part, because Vladimir Putin has, from where I sit, looks like rejected the Rothschild criminal central banking cabal and has rejected the idea of a one world governance or a new world order, has been a nationalist who really truly does care about his people and cares about his borders and cares to protect his people and cares about expanding Christian orthodoxy. And I think that's why he has to be the enemy, because in order for the full power grab to fall, they have to collapse that bastion. And so these military interventions and regime changes that have, as you pointed out, been funded by the Rothschilds for hundreds of years, all of them, they fund both sides of the wars. Mm. Hamas being a creation of Israel. And then now Israel fighting to defend itself from Hamas. The United States fighting against ISIS, which was a creation of the CIA funded by the American taxpayers. We're funding both sides of these wars. When I say we, I mean the American taxpayers, money being siphoned through Tel Aviv on Rothschild Boulevard and then redispersed to the fat cats in the D.C. Beltway, which, by the way, an Israeli lobbying outfit called AIPAC openly admits meddling in and interfering with our elections.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they were putting up posters all over X saying, you know, another AIPAC member's been elected. Another, you know, it's good to stand with Israel or you get good results, because they control the whole thing. I mean, Netanyahu said this in private meetings that have been caught on tape, saying, yes, we control the United States. Even when asked, you know, how Israel wins its war so quickly and effectively, Benjamin Netanyahu had said, because we've got America. And they literally have America. They own it. They hold it. America at this stage is more of a vassal state of Israel. You've got so many dual citizens running the government there, and they're just milking the place dry. As I even said in your film, look at the state of Tel Aviv and look at the state of Philadelphia. Look at New York. Look at San Francisco. The amount of boarded up shops, the amount of homeless, the amount of poor people, the collapsing infrastructure in the United States, all of the money is being funded overseas. And now you've got these new cabinet members of Trump saying, we're going to give Israel unconditional support. We don't even know, want to care what they're using the money for. We'll just give them anything they ask with no questions asked, because Zionism and Americanism are one and the same thing. This is literally what they're saying. You know, like, these are hardcore, full right-wing extremists that Trump has got in his government. So, you know, people are saying Trump's playing 5D chess and he's getting them close so he can expose all the Zionists and all this stuff. I think this is wishful thinking. I mean, you don't surround yourself by these sort of people without being serious about the direction this is going. And it's just going to follow the same direction. We've seen all the dominoes put in place. And all they got to do is flick that first one over and it's going to go where it's going to go.
And we sat down with Gregory Reese of InfoWars, who sat down with myself and King Bao for Uncancelable. And during that interview, he basically referred to Elon Musk as a defense contractor. He said, not basically, he literally said, Elon Musk is a defense contractor. There's obviously this new friendship being forged, at least publicly, between Donald Trump and Elon Musk. I believe Trump went to SpaceX to watch this rocket launch or whatever. And so here you have the illusion of this man who's really never invented anything, who's never really, really done anything other than advocate for putting a chip in your brain, which I think has probably already been done via the mRNA delivery system for nanotechnology, which is now inside of billions of people. And he's giving people this illusion that they have some sort of a say or influence or assistance in the outcome of elections in this two-party representative constitutional republic. But one of the things that I heard you say is that the American political apparatus is the entertainment arm of the military-industrial complex. Explain that.
That's what it is. It's the entertainment division of the military-industrial complex, and it doesn't matter who you vote for, Tweedledee or Tweedledum, it still goes in the same direction. It's a charade. The whole thing's a charade. It's a puppet show. You know, I often refer to modern democracies, what we call democracies, as being a functional, rotational dictatorship, whereby every 4 years you're given the illusion of choice. and there'll be some little difference, some abortion law or some tax law or something a little there, so that, you know, there seems to be a difference between the two parties. But when you step back and look at the bigger picture, it always plods along in the same direction. It's been doing that since I was in high school, and it hasn't changed. Doesn't matter who you elect, it continues to go along in the same direction. And we are heading for the big grand finale right now, the culmination of everything that they put in place since World War II. Now we are going to see it all unfold in the next couple of years. You know, the goal is, well, they want to have all their system in place by 2025. They want to have it completely finished, up and running, have all people like you and I silenced and out of the picture by 2030. That's the plan, and we're seeing it unfold. And if people don't wake up, well, unfortunately, we're going to go where we're headed. And that's not a very good thing, you know. But there's a lot of people are waking up. A lot of people are seeing it now, and that's kind of very inspiring and very hopeful and very empowering. And I just hope that people do see the writing on the wall sooner than later, because we need people to realize that we are in a state of clear and present danger. This is a, as I've said before, you can't even think of the world as nations and countries. Think of it as a multinational, multi-generational criminal cabal masquerading as a series of nations and governments. They all play the people off each other, and they are all in agreement as to where we are going. So it's time we looked at this and reclaimed our sovereignty, Stu. I think that's the only way we've really got around it. But a big part of the United States is exposing the hand that Israel has had on all of the disasters and atrocities and things that have happened in the United States. I mean, two of the worst things that ever happened to the United States, the most heinous of crimes, was the assassination of John F. Kennedy and the 9/11 attacks, and they both have Israeli fingerprints all over them. If the American people can figure out what's actually going on here and really take the blinkers off and just see this, if we can find some way of giving them a concise soundbite about all this, perhaps the blinkers will fall down, and perhaps they'll stand up and reclaim their country.
Max Egan, a national treasure. He's in the upcoming film Occupied, which you can see starting November 24th, 2024, 11/24/24, go to StuPeters.com, click on the Stu Crew button or the Stu Crew button below any of our Rumble videos for access to this game-changing film. We're going to make it available on Blu-ray as well if you want a physical copy of that thing. We believe in physical copies. A lot to talk about at the Thanksgiving dinner table this year. There's no question about it. Occupied. We'll certainly have the conversation flowing. More of the Stu Peters Show continues next. Occupied. November 24th, 2024. Go to StuPeters.com. So, of course, it's November. That's when everybody starts looking for Black Friday deals. And if you like free stuff, you're in luck, because by Optimizers, Black Friday deal starts right now. And they're giving away free gifts with every purchase. For the entire month of November, they're having the best sales of the entire year. Go to buyoptimizers.com/StuPeters. Again, that's buyoptimizers.com/StuPeters. Special bundles that are already 15% off. And then when you use my promo code StuPeters at checkout, you'll get an additional 10% off. So that's 25% off. But that's not all. From November 20th to the 28th, in addition to that 25% off, there's going to be an additional discount, 25% off any order site-wide on top of that. So if you're feeling stressed out or you haven't been sleeping well lately, well, join the club. And we can't fix it all, of course, but we can suggest the supplement to start with. One key nutrient to improve your sleep quality, as well as over 600 other biochemical reactions in your body, magnesium. Not just any magnesium, though. A lot of them act as laxatives. The cheap crap that you buy at the big box stores or online, you don't want that. You want Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, because it is the only product that I've found with all of the top 7 critical magnesium forms in one bottle. And when you get all 7 critical forms of magnesium, pretty much every single function in your body gets upgraded. Metabolism, lean muscle gain, sleep, stress reduction, all of it. Right now, for the entire month of November, Bioptimizers, the makers of Magnesium Breakthrough, are having this Black Friday blowout sale on all of their products. Every product, all month long, you'll get discounts with my unique code, StuPeters, plus access to up to $100 in free gifts with every single purchase. So stock up right now. Take advantage of all of the free extras. You can only get this exclusive deal through my link. It's special for you, my audience. You won't find this on Amazon. You won't even find this on the company's website. Bioptimizer supplements are the best in their class, and if for some reason you feel differently, you get a full refund up to 1 year after your purchase, no questions asked. Go to bioptimizers.com/stupeters. Again, bioptimizers.com/stupeters, and don't forget to use my code stupeters at checkout. You know, we live in a messed up place right now. Health and sickness and cancers. I know that I keep hearing about people that I know, friends and family. You probably have a lot of this. Suddenly diagnosed with a life-threatening cancer. Or maybe it's happened to you. Because now this turbo cancer is a worldwide epidemic, and we're supposed to pretend like it's normal, like it's just always been here. But the good news is there are therapies that are working, and they have been proven in thousands of clinical studies. One study found on PubMed found that breast cancer's proliferation of growth rate dropped by 40% in only 24 hours using specifically a 660 nanometer wavelength. Another study on prostate cancer found that 49% of the over 400 male participants went into remission with just that one therapy. A lymphoma cancer pilot study showed that all three out of the three patients became cancer-free completely. Sounds unbelievable, but it's true. You can discover all of this information and more in a special training from investigative medical journalist Jonathan Otto. He's a great friend of mine, good friend of the show, and he shows you how you can use red light, including the specific wavelengths as proven by those studies, for all of the different types of cancers, as well as tinnitus, weight loss, wrinkles, acne, dementia, cognitive function, depression, anxiety, long COVID, vaccine injury, stem cell regeneration, lower back pain, sciatica, the whole array of autoimmune diseases, including thyroid disease, arthritis, lupus, gut disorders, all of that. And in fact, you can get your own red light therapy device in your home risk-free, as you're completely covered by a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 3-year warranty. On top of all of that, there's financing options, so you can get it now and pay later. Just go to myredlight.com. Again, that's myredlight.com. Make sure, you guys, that you don't miss this free special training while it's available, and claim the extremely limited time bonus gifts, discounts, all kinds of additional savings, and 10%, by the way, with the coupon code STU10. Go to myredlight.com and use the coupon code STU10. Don't miss the training. Again, myredlight.com. I don't get excited about a whole lot of things, but I am absolutely excited to tell you about the biggest sale of the year that's on right now at Brickhouse Nutrition. It's your chance to save a ton of money on all of their doctor-formulated products. Very important. These products are formulated by doctors. One of my favorites, I talk about it on the show quite a bit, Field of Greens. This right now, you'll save 30% on the best-selling fruit and vegetable super drink that promises, hey, your doctor's going to notice your improved health or your money back. Oh, and Lean, the doctor-formulated weight loss phenomenon of the year. Yep, that's also on sale. The reviews on that product, they're incredible. Total game changer for anybody that's trying to lose weight. Everything right now is on sale. No better time of the year to visit fieldofgreens.com and use the promo code VIP. That's promo code VIP at fieldofgreens.com. One more time, don't forget promo code VIP when you go to fieldofgreens.com.
I am flesh and I am bone. Rise up, ting, ting, like glitter and gold. I got fire in my soul, rise up, ting, ting, like glitter.
Starting to feel the pressure already. We've been notified that absolutely 100% Occupied will violate the terms of service user agreements on X. The only place that you're going to be able to find that film is on Locals. Just go to StuPeters.com, click on the Stu Crew button. Again, the Stu Crew button at StuPeters.com or below any of our Rumble video broadcasts, whether they're live broadcasts or any of our videos on Rumble. There's a big red Stu Crew button. Carlos Cortez is joining us now. The film comes this Sunday, the 24th. All kinds of people anticipating its release. You know, we need people to be the biggest part of the army and help us to fund films like this, because obviously there were no sponsors lined up. And obviously there were no billionaires saying, hey, here's a couple million dollars to go fund it. But I feel like this is the most important film project that we have ever worked on and released here at the network. So we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, looking forward to seeing it. I know you've dropped some crazy heat in the past. And if anyone has been a fan of Stu, you know the documentaries, the level and the intricacies you put into it. So thank you for continuing to blow the mission out of the water. You always go the extra mile and applaud you.
It's about saving lives at this point, you know? I mean, it always has been. We started with Died Suddenly, you know, and now this. I mean, the root of the problem. We have to focus on the occupation of our government, of our society, of our educational system, mm-hmm. of our financial infrastructure. And you know a lot about protecting people and their finances from this machine. I want you to talk about that.
Yeah, it doesn't matter left or right wing. It's still part of the same evil bird. I think we all can agree with that. And it's made my job a lot more interesting, where I was a Series 7 stockbroker. I was in wearing the Navy pinstripe suit with the haircut. I was from that atmosphere, and we had to push a certain agenda. We had to take care of shareholders. We had to go against client beliefs and legit promote the company's beliefs, the company's mission statement, which is basically the shareholders. And this whole Wall Street is built off sales and commissions. And that's fine if you want to make sales and commissions, but we don't do it at the backs of hardworking Americans. And so here at CWM, not only did I learn how to take care of a client, but we also had to do it ethically, where we're not funding this two-party evil system, this woke agenda. There really isn't anybody there in a human spirit right now to save us. It is only Jesus Christ. And we only want to fund things that are according to his will, according to his purposes, and not this evil agenda that wants to financially inoculate you.
Wow. And it's been so true ever since I met you, ever since I met your family. Cortez Wealth Management, the company and its owner serve Jesus Christ. It's absolutely amazing stuff, man. Book your appointment with Carlos Cortez, CortezWM.com. Again, CortezWM.com. Don't let the beast get a hold of your cash, your retirement. Protect it. Keep it away from the government. Protect that nest egg. And also invest in alignment with your morals and your faith and your value. CortezWM.com, or call him in the office, 813-448-3446.